Inside on Business, the news hour, is made possible with support of the Strudelhaus, the Metro's only authentic Austrian cafe, bakery, and wine bar, strudelhaus.com. And RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, with offices across the greater Des Moines Metro. Find them at realestateconcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. You want to reach out to us, it's at @IOB_NewsHour on Twitter. Let's take a look at what happened today on Wall Street. Stocks fell today, giving up gains seen earlier in the session. Why? Telecommunications. That sector suffered a sharp pullback. S&P 500 ended 0.8% lower. Telecom falling by more than 2% to lead 10 of the 11 sectors lower on the day's trade. The decline, interestingly enough, followed news yesterday that T-Mobile agreed to buy Sprint for $26.5 billion. Some analysts, of course, are skeptical the deal will ever get federal approval, and the shares of both companies did fall today. The Dow erased earlier gains of 187 points to finish 148 points lower, but the index did eke out a small gain for April. Boeing contributed the most to today's declines, while McDonald's and Apple had the greatest positive impact. The iPhone maker is set to report earnings after the close tomorrow, while the fast food giant reported better than expected earnings earlier this morning. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ closed down by 0.7%, weighed down by declines in Microsoft. The stock fell briefly by more than 2.1%. It was one of those kind of days, kids, on the markets. Dow Jones Industrial Average, as we indicated, was off 148 points and change, closed at 24.163. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ was off by a little more than 0.7%, closed at 70.66. The S&P 500 also down more than 0.8% and closed at 26.48. When we come back, Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, with the business calendar for networking, education, all kinds of things. That is coming up next here on the Business News Hour.